This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Somali extremists have attacked a U.S. military base in Somalia. AP correspondent Mike Hempin reports.
A Somali official says a suicide car bomber detonated a vehicle packed with explosives at the gate of a military airstrip that serves as a base for U.S. and Somali forces. A security official with the Lower Shabelle Regional Administration says after the bombing, gunfire was heard across the base, suggesting the base was being attacked. The Islamic extremist rebels Al-Shabaab have claimed responsibility. The U.S. military uses the airstrip to train Somali troops and as a base to launch drones that attack Al-Shabaab. I'm Mike Hempin.
Lawyers representing a whistleblower whose complaint has sparked an impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump are stressing the need to protect the person's identity. Meanwhile, the president says he deserves to meet the accuser. The anonymous person's legal team issued a statement Sunday saying lawyers are continuing to work with Democrats and Republicans in Congress to finalize the logistics of having the whistleblower meet with lawmakers. No date has been set. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his main rival, Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, are both claiming victory in Afghanistan's presidential election. Ghani's running mate, Amrullah Saleh, told VOA's Pashto service that he and Ghani received 60% of the vote in Saturday's election. Abdullah, on the other hand, told reporters Monday that he has the most votes. Election officials, however, said official results have yet to be announced. More than 100 people have died in relentless monsoon rains in recent days in India, which is on the path to experiencing its wettest September in many years. This is VOA News.